Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus free delivery, which saves members time plus money. Yep. Plus an included Paramount Plus subscription to stream movies, shows, sports, and that can't miss documentary. Plus Burger King savings. That's right. Members get 25% off Burger King digital orders every day of the week. Walmart Plus. It's Walmart Plus. Become a member at walmartplus.com. $35 order minimum. Paramount Plus Essential plan only. Separate registration required. Valid at participating U.S. BKs in the BK app or bk.com for members only. 25% off one time per calendar day. Terms apply. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Save big money at Menards, where there's no ceiling to saving. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. On News Talk.
I do want to talk about these figures out today detailing the number of assaults that happened in schools across Ireland and left the guts of nearly about 400 staff having to take leave for quite long periods in some cases last year. These are figures out in the Irish Examiner today. And Sophie Cole is with me on the line. Sophie, you're a teacher and I believe you're one of the people that we're talking about. What happened? Have I got Sophie? Is Sophie there? How are you, Sophie? You can hear me okay? Sophie's not there, no. Just bear with us one moment. We're going to try and reconnect with Sophie because my understanding is that Sophie had suffered an assault while in the classroom, while she was working as a teacher in a school. And, you know, it left her in a position that she'd quite a bit of damage and injuries, and she was left unable to return to work as a result of that. So we're going to be talking to Sophie in a few moments' time. But I think we've got Emma Desai is with us too. Emma's a teacher. Emma, good afternoon. How are you?
Hiya. I'm not too bad.
Good.
Happy New Year.
Same to yourself, Emma. You're one of the people that we're talking about in these figures, that you suffered an injury while at work. Yeah. What happened, Emma?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I hate the word assault. I really do, because these children, any child with an autism diagnosis or an intellectual disability, it's not, for me, it's not assault. It's an injury in the workplace. And it's because the children are possibly in unsuitable placements, or there's schools that are under-resourced, underfunded, understaffed. And the children are overwhelmed, in crisis. And unfortunately, they suffer these outbursts because they're in crisis and staff end up injured. But I just think language is so important because parents of children with autism diagnosis or intellectual disabilities or any form of disability, I don't think any parent wants to hear that their child has assaulted somebody.
I know, it's a fair point.
So I think it's really important to mind their language and consider the hurt that causes. Like, an awful lot of parents have had to fight tooth and nail from the time they've either received a diagnosis, or sometimes long before, they have to fight to actually get a diagnosis. So to be then told, because their child is possibly overwhelmed or overstimulated or in an unsuitable placement, and they have had an outburst or an overwhelm that's caused them to hurt somebody completely unintentionally, I do think we need to be very mindful of our language around that. And unfortunately, the reason that we're all using that term is because the government actually has this labelled as assault leave. So it's nobody's
because that
fault.
That's the point. It is, look, whether it's right or wrong, and I can understand why you'd feel like that. And I'm sure for many parents as well. I was actually only thinking that this morning myself, but it is categorised as that.
Unfortunately, yeah. And for me, who's somebody that has been and always will be very passionate about working with children with an autism diagnosis and intellectual disability, that to me says it all, in the sense that the whole setup is wrong.
Okay.
Like the
I was just going to bring Sophie and Emma there just for a moment. I think Sophie Cole is with us on the line. Can you tell me, Sophie, a little bit about your experience?
Yeah, so I suppose I suffered an assault in the classroom in November 2022. To this day, I never blame the children. You know, the children are definitely under-supported. Our classrooms are understaffed. And that is why we're seeing such a high rate of assaults in our classroom. As Emma mentioned there, you know, we use the term assault because it's written into legislation in that manner. And in order to see an amendment to this, we need to refer to it as its correct term.
Just repeat the last bit, Sophie, I just lost you there for a moment.
Yeah, I was just saying that assault leave is written in legislation. So that's why we refer to it as assault. You know, that's for us to make an amendment to it or to see the government make change, we need to refer to it as its correct term.
As its correct term. So the figures today in the Examiner tell us that about 1,300 teachers and special needs assistants have taken assault leave since 2020. This is after sustaining a physical injury during the course of their duties. Now, 70% of the staff who were required to take the leave to recover from their sustained physical injuries were all special needs assistants. And I suppose, Sophie, to your experience, that's something that you're very aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really glad we're now seeing figures for special needs assistance as well. Originally, we had seen figures from the INTO, which is primary teachers, and they found that 96% of teachers in special schools and classes suffered an assault. So you're looking at figures there for people who've taken assault leave, but there's figures there as well for the rate of assaults that are occurring. And that's a frightening statistic as well, to hear 96% of staff in special schools and classes suffering assault.
The reality of this, right, and we've talked about the fact that both you and Emma would prefer it not to necessarily be referred to as assault leave, and obviously given the circumstances in how, you know, maybe you and others would have sustained your injuries, nobody's blaming the kids involved for those. But I suppose the reality, Sophie, of this is that day to day, what are you living with?
Like, the reality is our classrooms are not a safe place. I suppose my life was changed in an instant, and so was Emma's. Like, for me, I've been left with complex digital pain syndrome. It's known as the world's most painful incurable condition. So I suffer excruciating pain, burning, igniting pain, shooting, electric shocks. I scream and cry daily with the pain. I've undergone 7 or 8 surgeries so far. I'm due in for my next one next Wednesday. Like, my life has been crushed, you know, and I've been left with absolutely no support from the government. And I'm not on my own, as you've heard from Emma. Like, this isn't just a one case. Like, this is happening across the country. Like, I lost all my independence. I lost my ability to drive. My social life, realistically, my career, my income, and even like down to family life. We got married in July, and, you know, even down to having kids, all of that has to be put on hold because of the copious amounts of medication that I'm on. And, you know, the middle of January, end of January, I'm looking at starting ketamine for the pain. And then there's talks of perhaps a morphine pump being put in, you know. So, like, life has changed entirely. It'll never go back to what it was. I'm hoping to get back to some form of independence eventually, you know. Yeah. I got a spinal cord stimulator put in with the hopes of 50% pain relief, but that didn't work. I was allergic to it. So, you know, I suppose I put a lot of hope into that, in that if I got 50% pain relief, you know, maybe I could get back driving or functioning some bit more on a daily basis. But, you know, that is the reality.
That's the reality of this.
These are the losses that we face. Yeah.
It's nerve damage, Sophie, is it really? Is that the...
Yeah, it's nerve damage. So my nerves in my hand and my arm is sending excruciating pain signals up to my brain as such. And the idea was with the spinal cord stimulator, so that would interrupt that signal. But yeah, look, it didn't work for me. I'll get it removed next week. I'll get tests done and see am I compatible with a different one. Hopefully I will be, but it's just hard to know.
Well, it's heartbreaking, you know, listening to you and the impact of all of this day to day and the ongoing effect, like as you mentioned, Sophie, for you and your livelihood. Linda O'Sullivan is with us. Linda's the Fórsa Trade Union representative. And Linda, you've been listening to Sophie and Emma detail their experiences. Can we do more to try and alleviate some of the pressures they're under?
We can. We can, but we need the incoming government to change the current circular, I suppose, for assault leave. And I would echo everything that Emma and Sophie have said. As SNAs, we work extremely in close proximity with the students that we work with. And, you know, it's never the fault of the child. But again, post-COVID needs, we are dealing with more needs than ever before. And schools have been suffering with a lack of or zero support and services for these children. And I mean, when we look at the supply crisis in relation to teachers and SNAs, and then we look at how we're treating our SNAs and our teachers when people have come to this situation that Sophie's in, where she cannot get paid any longer from the department, and more needs to be done because we can't entice student teachers into that role or SNAs into that role if we're not looking after the ones that we already have. And in terms of when we look at assault leave and the wording of assault leave, and I'd echo everything that both the ladies have said there, we have a lot of SNAs out there that don't go forward with taking assault leave, or they're afraid to take assault leave because of the blame placed because of that word assault.
Well, I was actually just thinking that, Linda. You know, like, we're talking about, what, 396 school staff left unable to perform duties last year. I would say those figures must be considerably higher.
Oh, it's higher, but that's they're the known figures.
Yeah.
We have cases, and as a trade union representative, constantly our branch of Fórsa SNAs, we're inundated with SNAs that are either assaulted in work and then they didn't take the assault leave because they weren't aware of it, or again they were afraid of putting the blame on the child. And they're the cases that we only know about. We as trade union representatives deal with people that could have been assaulted in school and then they come to us much, much later in their journey that they've exhausted all of their sick leave rather than using assault leave. And then, you know, further down the line they may, you know, be in a situation of a health scare or something has happened in their health and they've exhausted any
leave.
Then they're left with no alternative but having no leave left. And you know, it's 3 months, it needs to change. But also what Sophie has campaigned for is immediate financial assistance. We have lost count with the amount of SNAs that are virtually no pay, no way to pay a mortgage, grocery bills, etc., and their loss of independence. And you know, more needs to be done. When we see 9 million being spent on phone pouches, what about people like Sophie that her career, they are helping children every single day, and our most vulnerable children in society, teachers and SNAs are working
money
with.
Could be better
and the government
spent.
Have to recognise that. And, you know, it's the same with when we look at other professions, that's recognised. But unfortunately in school, I think at times it can be that it's a vocation, and that doesn't take away from the, you know, that the government need to realise this is the reality for Sophie and for Emma and many, many others who are just simply afraid to take, you know, assault leave. And what we would say to people is, you may not like the definition, as the ladies have explained, but we need you to take that because we need to look after our members, but we also need to protect them. Because,
okay,
you know, further down the line in a couple of years, they may have to take sick leave. And if that's exhausted, what are they to do?
Absolutely. And aside from that as well, you know, you have the point too of, like, we're constantly talking about the need for SNAs and the numbers that are going into the profession. And yet we've 396 who haven't been able to work throughout the months of 2024. Sophie, listen, best of luck next Wednesday. I know you're back in for surgery, but best of luck with that. We'll be thinking of you. Emma Desai there as well, Linda O'Sullivan from Fórsa, and Sophie Cole, who was with us there just a few moments ago. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Save big money in Menards, where there is no ceiling to savings. Menards. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.